Well, you're about to get a lot more control over your online privacy. Do I have your attention? And it would be courtesy of the Europeans, ironically. Let's bring in our friend Carrie Paul, personal finance reporter, MarketWatch. How does this work, Carrie?
Hi. So yes, later this month, we are going to see the General Data Protection Regulation rules put forth by the EU go into effect. So that's going to cause a lot of changes happening across almost all of your social media networks and pretty much anything you use that's online.
And all these U.S. companies, of course, could incur substantial fines if they don't get on the program.
Right. So it applies to anybody who does business with anybody in the EU. So even if you only have one customer in the EU, you have to comply with these rules. So it is going to have some sweeping effects even in the U.S.
Give us a little bit of the gist of what the rules entail.
A lot of it boils down to consenting over what data is shared. So a lot of it's just informing people of what they're giving up. You may have been already getting some emails in your inbox from different companies telling you that they're updating their privacy policies. And a lot of those policies are getting a lot longer. They have to be more clear. They have to be more specific about what they're collecting. And you have to consent to that before they can do it.
So does the EU rule whether a particular company's privacy policy is understandable?
Yes, which is something that obviously is an issue for a lot of people. Even Mark Zuckerberg said when he was speaking to Congress that, you know, the average person probably doesn't read the terms of service and it can be a little difficult to understand. So part of it is that these are going to get a little more simple to read.
Well, I think you have the senator from Louisiana famously named John Kennedy that basically said it was indecipherable for average Americans. That was part of the problem. But explain now, how would an American be affected by this if it's basically European jurisdiction?
Yeah, so a lot of the experts I spoke to who are working with these companies to comply with the new rules said that most companies are just changing their policies across the board. It's kind of difficult for a company as huge as Facebook to say, okay, we're going to just do privacy policies for EU users but not for US users.
And yeah, so it'd be just too cumbersome, be more expensive to have two different sets of policies.
Right, especially when the US is expected to follow suit. Who knows when, but in the next few years, they may as well just do it now.
Although it kind of reminds me of companies having to do two different measurements, metric and non-metric English. And, of course, that's a cost they've incurred for years. But I guess this is a different context. Anything else that struck you, Carrie, as you were talking to the experts?
Another part of the rules is a right to be forgotten. So this may not affect U.S. users as much yet, but EU users can certainly ask that their data be deleted if they leave a website. So that's an interesting new concept.
All right. Thanks for the impressions here. And Carrie Paul, you can read this in MarketWatch. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.